basically, we had an investor, Dougie Carroll, who was willing to lend the club £750,000 as an investment. Between half an hour of me coming outside and going to the coffee shop, it was all over Ball's news. He got phone calls to his office and pulled the investment. So I decided to step in at the last minute and keep the club going.
Did he actually give you a specific reason for pulling out, or did he just say, I've decided to pull out?
No, he told us it was intimidation from people ringing him up and basically threatening him and his family. And threatening to expose him all over social media and Twitter, and, which is what they've done to a number of people over the last couple of weeks.
There's been a lot of back and forth with this recently. Just clear up for us once and for all what happened with the voicemail stuff as well.
Yeah, well, the voicemail wasn't Tommy Hagenbach. It was someone that was involved with the club for a little while. They're no longer there. And as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't have happened, but it did. I don't apologise for that, but what you've got to realise is it's a two-way street. We got lots of phone calls. Unfortunately, this guy decided to retaliate. You can't blame him for that. It shouldn't have started in the first place. Yeah, all we've ever come to do is to maintain the history integrity and keep the club going. We haven't come to kill it.
Why have you chosen this moment to put your own money into the club?
Last chance saloon. Basically, I knew today was the last chance. We had the investment covered by Dougie Carroll, so I decided to sit in the background. They've done all they can to me. They've drugged up my past, my family's past. Disgraceful, really, but they can't intimidate me anymore. So I decided at 10:30 to do the right thing, get the letter from my investment company that holds the money, get it transferred over to the barrister and show that I've got the funds to do it.
Do you think some of the things that have come out, like the Feltham FC stuff, have damaged your reputation?
All I say is, again, that's a one-sided street. They spoke to a couple of residents there. One of the residents lives right at the end of the road. It's called Not In My Backyard. Would you like a landfill site at the end of your garden? The answer is no. And also, what I will say, the council had a scrutiny. I never got charged with anything. There was a council official on site all times. The council admitted that there was a downside on both parties, but that's never been printed. All that ever gets printed is my fault. It's a case of one-sidedness.
I suppose, overall, there was a plan to redevelop a ground and it just never happened.
Yeah, the plan to redevelop Felt Marinas was going for a long time. We actually had funding sourced from the Football Foundation to do it. But the Football Foundation required a caveat in the lease to say that football would play there for perpetuity. When the Foundation went to the council reneged, said they wouldn't do it.
Let's talk about specifically today then, the new investments. This needs to be guaranteed to go into the club over the next 15 days, wasn't it? How confident are you that you can get that all sorted?
Yeah, very, very confident.
And sort of moving forward, what would be the next step from there?
Well, moving forward, we've offered an olive branch to Hust before. Hust have always told us, once all debts are paid, boycott will stop. So I think once that happens, then we will find out the real agenda. Why are local Herefordians willing to waive the money they're owed just to see the club die? I can't believe it's all because of us. There's a hidden agenda somewhere. And let's forget all the smoke and mirrors now. Let's get the truth out in the open.
There are a lot of concerns from supporters about the plans for the ground and possible property developments. And I suppose when the company's name was announced and it said it was about property developments, that would increase fear, wouldn't it?
Not at all. He was there willing to give us a revolving line of credit to keep the club going. There are no plans at the moment. There's no plans into the council for redevelopment. We haven't put any plans in. We haven't applied for any planning permission. It's all nonsense. They believe in their own innuendos.
Could you say categorically that isn't a long-term plan, though?
Look, I can't say not long-term, but definitely for the next two, 3 years it isn't.
But you wouldn't be able to say anything after that?
I don't know. Things change, don't they? Obviously, the potential's there. You'd be mad not to take it up. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not a short-term fix. Mm-hmm. If it was, we'd have put the plans in a long time ago. But we haven't. And you can check that with the council.
Tommy Agomba was here today. Yeah. Just explain to us why he was here, if he isn't involved in the club.
Tommy's very passionate about the club. Don't forget, it was Tommy that bought the club. It was Tommy that invested a lot of his own money into the club. He's also lost a lot of money through the Alpha Choice scenario. And, he still is a very big supporter of the club. And he's a friend of mine, and Tommy's here.
Is there any way back for yourselves and the supporters now after all this? There's obviously a lot of acrimony between a large section of the supporters and yourselves. Is there any way of building those bridges again?
That's completely down to them. I've offered the olive branch and it was thrown back in my face. So I'll leave it over to Hus now.
I suppose some long-term guarantees about the future of the ground would help.
That's up to them. Chris Williams has read the leases. I believe he's a university lecturer. There is no long-term development in the middle of the ground. It's staying as a football pitch forever. So I don't know where they got that from.